What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
It's your boy, Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? To Reddit on Wiki, my name is Josh Shell, and I am your host for today. With me are my two good friends and co-hosts, John Consignado.
For Nailed the first it. Time in forever, Josh said my fucking name right.
How does it feel to have your name pronounced correctly?
I feel like we're actually friends now, Josh.
Oh, it's been a long time.
You finally got it right, and I love you for it.
Wow. Well, I'll try and keep that streak going, but no promises. And of course, we've also got Sean Salvino. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm still in shock. That was amazing. Perfect. My Archigallog lessons are hitting it off. Worth the $200 per minute.
Yeah, Sean is charging me out the ass for these tutoring?
Yeah, tutoring
sessions for Tagalog. And I feel like I've learned nothing, honestly. If anything, I've lost knowledge on the subject.
It did take you 6 months to say John's last name, which is not good for my credibility.
I just talk in a southern accent now sometimes.
You got a southern drawl.
One star.
Yeah. Before we hop into the episode today, if you are a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Good Pods, or Spotify. Mm. Any reviews will be read on the show, so be sure to get weird with them. We love the weird ones, you know?
Yes.
If this is your first time listening to the podcast, and at any time during the episode you chuckle or learn something, you have to promise me you will subscribe to the podcast. It is a virtual pinky promise, and those can't be broken.
You do be facts.
Yeah. And if you break it, you have to pay our $25 Patreon tier found on patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. Again, $25. Wow.
In my script I had, and finally Sean would kick me off the show if I didn't mention that we have a Patreon. And I didn't even have to.
I get it in early.
Yeah, but as Sean said, you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork or use the link in the show notes to sign up for ad-free and week early episodes from Reddit on Wiki, Let's Start a Cult, The Dumbfound Dead, and many more of the other shows from our Cultivate Network. Plans for ad-free and week early content start at $5 a month. And all the money goes to helping out this show and the other shows on our network. So please consider becoming a patron. Patreon.
I'm still... you had it right. You had it right.
Second guessed myself and I did.
You never second guess yourself, my guy.
Okay. I was pronouncing your name correctly then.
That threw me off.
With all of that out of the way, it's time to give a rundown of what you can expect from today's episode. So starting things off, we're going to be catching up as we do. It's been 2 weeks since we've last recorded, except for the last episode that we just did. But I want to see what's been going on with you guys. I have a crazy story to tell you guys. Not a good story, not a good experience.
You killed your upstairs neighbor? Holy shit. The dungeon is covered in blood.
No, they are still alive and kicking, as it sounds like.
Literally.
Yeah, stomping. And then in the main portion of the episode, we're going to be diving into Holes.
Wait, is like the movie Holes or?
No.
Again, my fist is out there for you, my guy. We are doing this, Josh.
Someone had a good Valentine's Day. He's all about holes now.
Oh, no.
I did this episode specifically for John because I knew the innuendos would come easily. And
I bet you did too, my guy.
Jesus. Specifically, the Earth has some weird and deadly holes all around the world, and I wanted to learn about them. So we're going to learn about them together because that's how the show works. When I find something weird, I want to learn about it. You do too. So, yeah, like I said, at this point, I'm just making shows to see how many innuendos I can get out of John. And I felt the episode titled Weird Holes is a slam dunk. But to start things off, this is the week after the Super Bowl. I know this will be like 2 weeks after that, but what were you guys' reactions from the Super Bowl?
Before we get started, can I just say how handsome you look right now, Josh, with your nice little sweater?
Thank you. Knitted it myself.
Oh, whoa.
No, I didn't.
I'm about to say, you like long walks on the beach and knit sweaters, huh? You some kind of crazy man, renaissance man.
Renaissance crazy man is probably more like
Two completely different things.
Yeah, I know, right? I got flustered just because how handsome he looks in front of camera right now, right?
Josh knit that with the hair of his dead neighbors that he murdered.
Yeah, yeah, just in the corner of my basement, dark basement, listening to classical music.
Oh,
Jesus,
shit,
that's dark.
But the Super Bowl, you know what? I actually really enjoyed the game. It was a pretty close game, and I did enjoy it. But I know a lot of people are like taking a lot of shots at the halftime show. But personally, I fucking loved it.
Man, I loved the halftime show.
I feel like, and I mean to not make everything political or racist, but if you did not enjoy that show, you're racist. You're fucking racist. What was wrong with it? There's no white people? What's the issue? I saw people complaining, and I was like, why?
I wouldn't say everyone, maybe, Sean. I would say there's probably like a factor of the older generation that just don't listen to rap, maybe, and it wasn't for them. It wasn't made for them, right?
Yeah,
but were they complaining about... Well, I guess everybody complained about J-Lo, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess if it's not Tom Petty out there, they're going to have something to say.
I was going
to
say, it's not Kid Rock.
Jesus.
How do you not enjoy like a Hamilton-like production while they were crib walking? Come on.
Man.
That was...
Bro.
That was a good shit. And 50 Cent looking like a whole meal now, like he's a whole ass dollar. And that's not body shaming or anything. Like, my guy is still built, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's what he gets for fucking moving to Houston, bro. I'm sure he has the same diet I do, I bet, bro.
All that fucking money from power, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that's where he got it from. But hey,
he's a Houston legend now.
To be able to hang upside down like that, and I think homeboy is like almost 50, right? Like he's
they're
getting
all,
up there.
They're all over 50, I think.
That's still pretty good. And he's still able to rap like that and perform like that. But, you know, Kendrick stole the performance. Just
bro.
Like,
did,
but, like,
yeah. Kendrick was good. But bro. Did it not seem weird that he was there? I mean, it was like older rappers. You know what I mean? It was a bunch of older rappers, older R&B artists, and then Kendrick.
It was not
saying he wasn't good, but it just was like.
I think Dr. Dre was the one that got booked. And then he was like, oh, okay, I'll just do all my top proteges, because those are all people that Dr. Dre discovered.
Yeah, Good Kid. I think Good Kid, Mad City was produced by Dr. Dre. Yeah,
gotcha.
Even Anderson .Paak kind of made like a little appearance, even though he was only doing drums. But like, you know, he wasn't advertised. But I think that was one of another Dr. Dre's product.
Wasn't there rumors that there was going to be a Tupac hologram?
You know, I was actually expecting that. Like, I was waiting for that because, you know, they'd be doing some crazy shit like that. Like, it would have been the perfect way for him to be like, hey, guys, I'm alive.
Dude. After watching Kendrick, though, I was like, can we just get Kendrick back next year? Just the whole thing? Because I was like, he is murdering this.
Oh, yeah.
And the choreo was so good.
The Fire. Boxes, yeah. It was crazy.
Give me Kendrick and J. Cole next year. And I'll be happy. Ooh. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys bet on it? Prop bets, anything like that?
We can't bet in Texas.
Yeah, Texas, legally, we're not allowed to do sports bets.
Well, just like we just did with friends.
Oh,
we had like squares with the homies.
Yeah, I lost my prop bet.
Did you do Gatorade?
Yeah. And actually, funny enough, So I won last year with Blue Gatorade.
Nice.
And I did not pick it this year. There's no way they're going to do it twice. So I picked white Gatorade.
White? You picked white? Oh, yeah.
Of course, he
your
would
girlfriend pick white. Mentioned that you picked white, and I was like, "Why the fuck would you pick white Gatorade?"
Okay. Here's my
frost
thought.
One. Here's, has anyone ever in the history of the Super Bowl done white Gatorade?
My thought like process jizz. Was, you know, they did blue last year. Okay, that was a weird one, not as common. But you know, if they fill it all with different colors of Gatorade, the red and orange and like the classics are all going to be, you know, drank out of. So the white one will be the only one left, was my thought process.
You overthink that shit.
It was a 2-second thought when I was writing down my thoughts. I was like, white.
White.
He looked at the color of his skin. I know what I want to pick.
I said it's going to be a light pink.
And my cut's still not healed. Oh my God.
They haven't. Honestly, dude, I have so many cuts on my hands.
I was joking about that, but shit, I didn't mean to cut deep.
No, it's
wait, true. Why do you have cuts?
Just like, you know, like you're cutting like apples or something, and then you just nick
terrible
yourself.
Alibi. He murdered his neighbors, bro.
You be slicing yourself up when you cut apples?
No, but like, well, sometimes, you know. I have real shitty knives, I'm gonna be honest. And so sometimes they slip, you know. But sure. Luckily they're not sharp enough to cut through anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably a good thing you don't have nice knives, otherwise you might not have any fingers
yeah.
Well, usually the issue is because I'm trying to press down.
Oh, and so it's like dull.
It'll like slip, and then, you know, that's when injuries happen.
To bring it back to our last episode, we have this Amazon bought apple slicer.
Wow.
Like a week into our marriage, my wife was like, I hate cutting apples. And we just bought it.
Just bought it, eh?
Didn't even think about the pain that we put these Amazon workers through. But that's that last episode.
You know what? The amount I've heard you spend on Amazon, it's no wonder your credit card bills are what they are.
Again, we had the wedding. We moved in together.
Yeah.
That's just how things are.
I'm it just do be like that.
It be like that.
Yeah.
Are you a Rams fan, John? I forget.
No.
No.
Okay. I'm the other
Chargers
LA team. Yeah.
Ah.
So the Clippers of LA, or the Clippers of the football world.
The Clippers and Angels.
Yep.
I don't know.
The B team.
Is it not more common to cheer for a team in your city? Or are you from LA? Well,
no, I was from San Diego originally. So the Chargers were from San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then they moved to LA, and I don't acknowledge that move.
You don't acknowledge the move? Didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
Neither does LA.
I was going to say, didn't the exact same thing happen with the other team? Did you sympathize with their team? Because you're like, okay, I kind of feel for their fan base.
No, fuck their team.
Okay.
I'm loyal to the two shitty sports team that I root for, and they're all losers.
Bro, the Suns are good. I don't want to hear any talk.
They don't have a damn ring on the franchise. Until they win one, I am a loser follower.
As a Toronto Maple Leafs fan, I feel you.
Yeah.
Dustin was roasting me on your live stream shot.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, we don't follow hockey, so we all genuinely like, oh my God, Toronto Maple Leafs are not a real team? That's crazy.
They're a real team. Thank you very much. They just haven't made it past the first round in
ever?
15 years.
Oh, okay, buddy.
But you get there. You get to the first round.
We've been to the
that's gotta.
The first round we've been to 6 years in a row, I want to say. And we've lost in the final game of every series every single time. Every single
That's
time.
Big Texans vibes.
Yeah. Last year was the worst. We lost to Montreal and we were up 4-2 or 4-1, I think, at one point. Or 3-1.
How many?
Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, didn't you win the series?
Damn,
y'all busted a Golden State Warriors, huh? Shit.
Same like the Texans. We were playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, 21-0 or something like that?
Yeah, we were up 21-0 with like 5 minutes left in the second quarter. And then they scored one touchdown. And then the second half, they just fucking annihilated us.
Jeez. We're a sports podcast now. That's
Yes, we are.
I guess I can hop into my story if you guys want to hear it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Big holes slipping into wrong places.
No. This is
choking. That's the topic, right?
You say choking? Well, no one brought up choking.
You
John.
Did bring you up, up choking. No, you brought choking on the playoffs. Oh, that was me too, huh?
You're reaching.
I'm reaching.
Breaking news. John has a choking fetish.
Oh, no, I'm very ticklish, my guy.
Jesus. That's why it's your fetish. Just one touch, it's over, dude.
I'm done. He runs away, giggling. No, so I have actually a story that last Friday, we went to my girlfriend's parents' house. And, you know, we played some board games, I think, and we watched the Olympics. And then we went to bed and wake up to knocking on our bedroom door at midnight. So it ended up being her brother. He knocked and he's like, don't want to alarm you, which
alarms
first of all,
instantly alarming.
Instantly alarmed. And he was like, there's someone at our door mumbling and standing on the porch. So he's like, I just wanted to let you guys know. I'll let you know if anything else happens. You guys can go back to bed. We're not fucking going back to bed.
Bro, what? How old's her brother? Not to pry too much, but he's old enough to take care of this man.
He's not rid of him if needed. He's not a big guy. Her brother is thin. So I immediately get up because, I mean, if something goes wrong, what? I'm probably the one to do something, right? So we get up there and I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I look out and there's this bald guy standing on the front step just staring at me. And
Oh no.
So we called the police, obviously, and they took fucking forever because they live in the middle of nowhere. So
which is even scarier.
Yeah. Like there's no one like
there. There's even scarier. How the fuck did he get there?
So this guy has done this before. Not to get into too much detail, but he's tormented my girlfriend's family before. So So he actually walked. And to give you a bit of context, they live in like a middle of nowhere. And the closest town that we assume he walked from is 3 hour a walk away.
What?
Yeah. So
how is he, if he's done this multiple times?
How's that? Yeah, he has a restraining order and everything. And he just keeps getting let go. Cops show up, they arrest him, take her statements, everything like that. Didn't sleep that night. That was not a good night.
No shit.
And then, so he's in jail until Monday. And we find out he gets bail from some like company that bails people out that doesn't have the money. And we're like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? And so, he's just out now. Man, it scares the shit out of us. I'm laughing, but it's more terrified laugh, you know?
Oh, dude.
Not to get all Texas up in here, but is
y'all got guns?
Are there not property laws to where you could just shoot a motherfucker for being on your property?
You know, I'm not going to admit too much on the podcast of what I would do if he did it again, but because you know,
yeah, you don't want to, you know,
you're saying it's like premeditated. You know what I'm saying?
I think there are like castle defend laws. Yourself laws and stuff like that.
Yeah, that seems wildly unsafe.
It is. Very, very much so. It was very scary
question. Like when you said that he's done it in the past, like just in the middle of the night, just standing there, or like what, he'll meet you guys when you know everyone's awake.
Like if this is more off mic stuff, if it's too private, personal, like feel free to cut us off, not tell us anything. Yeah, and cut us off. It's just a wild story, so we have a lot of questions.
I don't know if I want to go into too much, but it's never been like this. Like it's never been at night. It's been different times, different like work or something like that. Like he's just following people, you know?
Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. My issue is that I feel, you know, I feel bad. Like he is in a not a good mental space. Like it's very well documented.
Yes.
And the justice system just doesn't want to do anything about it. They should just get him like mental institution, like get him in a mental institution, get him help. So that he can improve his life and we don't have to live in fear. You know what I mean?
That's not fair to you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not fair to you guys. Yeah.
No. Well, it's not fair to him either. Like if you're thinking from like a, you know,
mental health aspect,
it's obvious he's obviously not in the right headspace and, you know, not super happy with how things are with him. But anyway, that's my terrifying story from last week. Oh my
God, it's got dark.
Jesus Christ.
Now I don't even want to make innuendos anymore. Like I've just...
Oh, we'll get you back to innuendos as soon as we get back into the holes conversation.
I just want to fly to Ottawa and like be your personal guard.
Bro, like dude. Shit.
Fucking Texas it up.
Dude, I'd be the one like hiding in like the bushes and shit. Be like,
the bushes.
Go fucking, I dare you, bitch.
You'd be freezing, John.
That's true.
But no, we're getting like security cameras and stuff. So
don't
worry too much. We're figuring it out. And hopefully they lock him up for a bit longer this time. You know what I mean? And get him some help.
Yeah, hopefully he gets, you know, somebody should be taking care of him. Absolutely. He shouldn't be out there.
Yes, 100%. So sorry for bringing the show down. I thought that was a story worth telling just to bring awareness to the whole situation.
That could be like a weird distractions episode.
Seriously.
Shout out to Cultivate, the podcast network we're a part of. Again, we have a $25 tier. We're turning it back around. Positive vibes.
Yeah. It's time for the main attraction.
Yes.
Holes.
Holes. Gaping holes. Big holes. Fifth holes.
Jesus.
Largest holes.
Shocker holes. Large holes. Bang, bang.
John, stop reading your Google searches.
I'm an incognito, sir.
He knows how to do it.
With a VPN?
With a VPN.
My God.
So before we jump into holes, we're going to jump into an ad break. Let's go.
Bam, 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 bam.
So please enjoy... Jesus. Whatever that was. Enjoy whatever that was. And maybe
how's us jumping into a hole?
Maybe buy some ads, some services, whatever we happen to be selling. Might be
security cameras. Please sponsor
us. Security scammers, please. Oh, I would hella take a security sponsor. That'd be sick.
Amazon, yeah. Nest,
the yes. Nest sponsor. All right, here's some ads.
Support for Reddit on Wiki is brought to you by Manscaped, who is best in men's below the waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the Ultimate Men's Hygiene Bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls. You know, 4 million men, 2 balls each. The math adds up, I think, right?
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
So you guys might not know this about me, but I used to be kind of an animal when it came to grooming my boys. I would use one of those shitty throwaway razors, which would cause razor burns, and I was always one unfortunate swipe away from losing my manhood. But thankfully, with Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, I now don't have to worry about the nicks and razor burns or losing my sensitive bits, which is my main concern, if I'm being honest.
It's a big concern to have.
The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop preserver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. John, please tell the Wikimaniacs about the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
I sure can, but just want to let you know that crop preserver, that ball deodorant, man, that thing is a game changer.
It smells so good too.
It does. This trimmer is the future of grooming and, dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accident thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight that you need a more precise shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor.
That sounds way better than the pair of scissors I use to trim my ball hair.
Oh my God, you caveman.
So not only do you get the Lawnmower 4.0, you get some other stuff as well. You thought that was good, but you want to take your grooming game even further to the next level? The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. The Weed Whacker is also waterproofed and provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate nose holes. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will be thankful.
On top of all of that, Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers, which are incredibly comfortable, by the way.
Very nice.
It also comes with the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code Reddit at checkout. That's R-E-D-D-I-T at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped, for supporting the show.
Amazon's Ring, though, right? Google is Nest.
Yeah, Amazon's Ring.
I fucked that up.
You can correct yourself now if you want. We're back. Sean, do you want to correct yourself on what that was?
Yeah, so Amazon makes the Ring security system. Google makes the Nest. I made a huge mistake, and I apologize.
Cancel him. Cancel.
Back into holes. Make the noise, John. There it is.
All right, so it's time for some holes. When I fell down this rabbit hole, pun intended,
Boo.
Yes.
I thought, you know, this probably isn't going to be very interesting. But the more I looked into it, there are some, weird... It got deeper.
I'm out, baby.
He's out.
And on a high note.
So some of these holes are either, you know, crazy deep, crazy deadly, or just plain weird. And kicking things off strong, we are starting in the Darvaza Gas Crater, otherwise known as the Gates of Hell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, located in the Karakum Desert in Turkmenistan, just outside the village of Darvaza, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, lies the 230-foot-wide hole. This hole hasn't always existed here and is around 50 years old. And what makes this hole special is that it has been burning for its entire existence.
It's a burning hole.
Like a giant fire pit.
It's going to be me later after eating a bunch of Halal Guy's hot sauce.
It's me when I go to Taco Bell.
Mild.
Josh when he eats ketchup.
Flaming hot ass.
What's in this? Spicy.
Is there black pepper? Ground black pepper? Jesus.
I don't know if I've told this story, but my girlfriend the other day, we were cutting red onions and she's like, do you find red onions spicy?
Oh, no.
She just called you a bitch.
It's like, no. She's going to hate me for telling that story, but I don't regret it. Oh, God. So that's how white she is, if anyone is wondering.
Oh, wait, so she finds them spicy?
Yeah, she finds, not me.
Oh, I thought she was just roasting your ass. She finds
you guys
belong together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a secret between us and our Wikimaniacs.
She's Irish. So now, according to Turkmen geologist Anatoly Bushmankin, the site was identified by Soviet engineers in 1971 and was thought to be an oil field site. So the engineers set up a drilling rig and began extracting oil, but not long after shit hit the fan. You see, they began drilling and actually drilled directly into an underground gas pocket, which I'm not an engineer, but I think that's a huge no-no. So the ground beneath the oil rig collapsed and the rig was quickly consumed by the pit. The Soviets claim there were no casualties, but does anyone really believe that?
Let's be real.
Speaking of which, Soviet round two, let's go.
Jesus Christ.
World War III, I'll see you guys on the battlefield.
Canada doesn't get involved in those things, right?
What are you talking about? We were in every war before you guys were.
Oh, ooh. Shit. I need to go somewhere else then.
They went in the battlefield. Be like, guys, let's stop it. Sorry.
We took I forget. I'm going to get roasted by my Canadian audience, but there was a hill in World War I that we took single-handedly, and I forget what it was, but it turned like a big battle.
Nice.
Fuck. I'm going to do an episode on it because the disrespect I'm getting from the Canadian Army.
We love Canada.
Yeah. No, because we would go to war as soon as the British would declare war because we were...
Allies.
Yeah. So after, you know, the rig collapsed and the gas pocket exploded, dangerous gas began emitting from the crater. And engineers figured that they should burn off the gas to prevent the gas from spreading to the nearby villages. So, like the goddamn Russians they were, they took three steps back, pulled the pin on a fucking grenade, and tossed it into the pit.
Oh. What? They were like, fuck this giant Molotov.
They were like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Damn. Yeah,
so that is a rumor, but it is the most popular theory.
That would be pretty on brand for them at that time.
It's pretty baller, yeah. Yeah, on brand too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I also don't know how normal people like just do that. Like, do you just light a match and toss it in? Like, it seems pretty effective if you're asking me. The thing I would be concerned about would be there'd be a deeper gas pocket and it would just explode the entire ground.
Oh, right.
Again, not an engineer, so I don't know. The engineers estimated that the gas would burn off within a few weeks. However, you know, we're here in 2022, and I'm beginning to think Sean was doing their math because that thing is still fucking burning.
That's weird. Like, I'm usually really good at math.
That hole's burning just like Sean is after that roast.
Fuck me.
I'm kidding. I'm terrible at math, too. It could easily have been us. Just me and Sean doing the math, and then John hucks a grenade.
Yeah, it would be me too.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So the final fun fact I have about this hole is that the village I mentioned before, Darvaza, actually means gate in Azerbaijani, hence leading to the appropriately named Gates of Hell.
Mm.
So there you are.
I'm stealing like half of those words for a D&D campaign.
Are you starting one up?
No, I wish. I wish.
I was like, damn it, I didn't get the invite. I see how it is.
No, you'd be invited.
Nice, nice. So moving on to the real Gates of Hell, Texas, baby.
Ooh.
Shots fired.
Here we go, Jim. Baby.
Is this Jacob's Well?
No. We are visiting the
Astroworld? Another Gates of Hell?
Don't say anything. Kanye's going to be tweeting at you.
Yeah.
Can he even see with that freaking face mask that he got going on?
His Instagram has been wild.
Man. Can we just say how problematic that is? Like, okay. And I also hate it when people say, like, I don't even like Kim K, but just say, like, dude, don't even say that. Just say, yeah, Kanye's fucked up, all right?
He needs to take his fucking medicine.
Well, here's the thing. I also don't like when people are like, oh, he's mentally ill. Oh, he has, you know, he's mental health issues. Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean it's okay to publicly, you know, stalk, shame your ex-wife,
yes,
and call upon an angry mob.
Pete Davidson had a skit about Kanye years ago where he was like, yeah, I'm fucking depressed all the time. I bit my mom. And he's like, being mentally ill is
ill
not
doesn't give you,
give you a free
asshole,
pass,
yeah,
to be an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, no, what I mean?
Yeah, everyone has issues and you got to deal with it instead of creating more issues for everyone else. My other issue is it seems very coincidental that it happened right before his special got out, like his documentary or whatever.
Oh yeah, he's probably smarter than we think. It's all calculated because, you know, like the same thing with the Sunday service thing. That's a money grab because the churches don't get, you know, religions don't get taxed.
Oh yeah.
So he charges for Sunday service and things that regard Sunday service. That's tax-free money.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, that's
he's smarter than we think.
I don't know, but it's not like the outcry that I've heard from this is fuck Kanye, basically. It's not supportive of Kanye, but then again, I don't know. You know, any press is good press, I guess. Who knows? Podcasters that talk about women terribly, they fucking make money, so who knows? Doesn't matter. Say whatever you want, I guess.
No, don't say whatever. That's how January 6, 2021 happened, is people just saying whatever the fuck they want.
I could go six blocks that way and I'll see people, yeah, saying whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Oh god, how did we get there? So no, we're going to Texas, and we're going to the aptly named Devil's Sinkhole in Texas. So this hole is a crazy 400 feet deep and has a 40 by 60 foot opening. It is the largest single chambered cavern and the third deepest in the state of Texas. Third deepest is scary. I don't know how many. You guys have a lot of goddamn holes over there.
Got lots of wells. Lots of wells going on over here.
This cavern was also once considered to be sacred by the Native Americans in the area and may have actually used it as a burial site for their dead, as they considered caves and crevices to be avenues to the underworld.
That bitch haunted.
Yo.
Which, that's not even the spookiest part about this. Get ready.
Oh.
What makes this site unique is the animal that lives in the cave. During the spring and summer months, the sinkhole is filled with bats, and each night at sundown, tourists gather to watch millions of Mexican free-tailed bats emerge from the hole and blacken the sky.
Oh, that happens a lot in Texas.
Austin
does that. Houston has a bridge with bats.
You guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah, I went on a little river cruise to watch the bats.
Yeah. Bats are just bats, furry birds, you know what I mean?
Okay, for people who don't have bats around their area, as common anyway, like you see bats, it's like a phenomenon, you know, where I am. And I mean, right now they're not here, obviously. Yeah, they fly south or hibernate. I don't know what the fuck bats do. But it's kind of crazy to imagine that many bats coming out.
It's pretty
for
cool.
me anyway, because it's like up to 4 million bats. just erupt out of a cave.
Okay, yeah. I haven't seen enough bats to black out this guy, but I've seen, you know, bats go under the bridge at night and stuff. Like, yeah. Okay.
You guys are living wild down there.
Texas, baby.
Yeah. Do you guys shoot them for fun down there?
Oh, no, no. We can't shoot them. Would never.
Oh, so they're like your Canadian geese then. Kind of annoying. No?
I don't really see. I don't see. It's not like I see bats all the time, but that's like a common, like, oh, yeah, go to the bridge to see bats. Like a little.
They don't be chasing you. They're just like their own little world. Yeah, geese be fucking with you. Like bats, they're just like, yeah, I'm going back home.
Fuck Canadian geese. Can we talk about that? Those things are scary. They are aggressive. They are very large for a bird. And they fucking hiss. What?
Oh,
what the fuck?
That's an expensive jacket brand too, right? Canada Goose or some shit like that. When I went to New York, like literally everybody had Canada Goose jackets. And I Googled that shit. Them hoes are so expensive. Like ridiculous. Like
I think $700
is cheap. Is like their cheapest base jacket.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
And we're this bougie.
Everybody, bro. Everybody was rocking this jacket. I was like, oh shit.
You felt left out. So you ordered one on Amazon?
No, hell no. I was rocking my fucking $40 Old Navy puffer jacket. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. $40 nice. A jacket is expensive already. Man, I'll be going to Redbubble putting on our own discount code and shit.
Get clothes. They got puffer jackets?
Nah.
We should. But yeah, so that is what I call it, the devil's sinkhole. So, you know, if you guys are bored one day, want to take a, I think it's like probably 4 hours for you guys. It's like 2 hours west of Austin, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not too far.
So yeah, like
not,
5 hours crazy, for me.
But yeah, it'd be a bit of a trek. But yeah, you can go see bats black out the
sky. So far, you've had two devil holes. Did you just Google devil holes, Josh?
No, the next one's
the devil's
actually,
holes.
Satan booty.
The next ones are actually the opposite because they involve water. So they're wet holes.
Jesus Christ.
The best.
So
the best
we're going life. To LA to find the Kim Kardashian hole is...
Actually, I have a video for you.
Oh, no. The joke ends there, Josh. The joke ends there. I will say this, though. She, whenever she bought back the rights to that movie, I was like, hell yeah. Hell
fucking
yeah. The movie.
That cinematography. Yeah.
The film. Whatever you want to call it. Whenever she got the rights back and started making money off of it, I was like, hell yeah. It was insane that she wasn't making money off that from the start.
Say what you will about the Kardashians, but they're girl bossing hard.
Resourceful as shit.
Hell yeah.
They know how to turn anything. Dude, she is winning the divorce battle hard.
Oh yeah.
They know how to turn shit around, you know, to the positive for themselves, for good or bad.
Are they also problematic?
Yeah. Are they problematic? I mean, what celebrity is not problematic, to be honest?
Yeah, that's fair. They're all
with that amount of money.
Yeah, they're going to be problematic. It's like I say, billionaires are problematic. True. And they're definitely that. So on to our next hole. This one I added mostly for John. We're heading on over to beautiful Napa County, California.
Ooh.
And visiting the Monticello Dam.
Damn.
It was built
this wet hole.
Jesus. You haven't even heard the name. The name
is
what makes
it. Because I want you to make eye contact with me when you talk about that.
Oh, God. I don't know where to look because you're over here, but the camera's here.
Look at me.
Oh, God. I'm
so uncomfortable.
So the Monticello Dam was built back in the 1950s, and the hole in question is the dam's spillaway hole.
Mm.
For those who don't... That's not the name of it either. So,
oh, I know.
For those who don't know, a spillaway hole is a hole that's built near dams at a lower height, so that if the dam, you know, if it's ever flooding or anything like that, the dam will never flood. It'll just drain through the hole instead and be, you know, safely evacuated from the dam.
Goddamn.
I apologize, Wikimedians. We are all over the place this episode. I knew it would go here, though. I don't know why I'm surprised.
You chose holes, Josh.
I chose holes. So the spillway is 72 feet in diameter. And at the lake's peak level, the spillway can drain 48,000 cubic feet per second.
Sheesh.
That's quite a bit. Quite a bit. So the reason I bring up this hole, as I said, is for John's amusement. That's because the Monticello Dam spillway is best known as The glory hole.
Yes.
I've literally nothing else but that. That was all. There were so many better holes. I put this one in just for you.
Some people enjoy certain, you know, bar dives. Some people enjoy hole in the walls.
This one's a hole in a dam. I don't know. This is one glory hole you can never fill.
Yes.
There we go. Got that. I didn't even write that one down. That's off the top of the dome. Just
ooh,
for you.
Top of the dam, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
Speaking of domes, that's something you could do with a glory hole.
We're sponsored. I thought you were going to say sponsored by Trojan.
Oh, you know, Sean didn't know where his head was at.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew.
I know it's a good episode where I'm getting innuendos from Sean.
Exactly.
Ah, damn it.
On to our fourth hole.
Oh, man, I laughed because he said, damn it. Oh, man,
oh I see.
I didn't even realize why you were laughing.
Neither did I. Jesus, leave it up to John to find a pun when there's no pun. On to the fourth hole of the night. We're finally moving on to the more deadlier holes on this list. We are traveling to the blue hole in the Red Sea, otherwise known as Diver's Cemetery. I didn't mean that to rhyme, but it actually did. It's like a Valentine's, you know?
Mm.
Some holes are blue, some holes are red.
No, stop it there.
You need to get that shit checked if it's blue.
This hole is where a bunch of divers are dead. I don't know.
it's that Drake blood in him. You know, he's dropping that shit.
I can't wait to get on SNT.
I was going to say, Sean, like he's low-key like putting an audition tape right there for
you. He's training.
Right?
Yeah, I'm training to beat Ryan.
Mm.
That not hard. Not difficult to do.
He beats himself, I think, in most cases.
Most cases.
Ryan's my favorite. Sorry, Sean.
No, he's most everybody's favorite.
Yeah, he's content. He's content.
Just like how you're content for us, Sean.
Yeah, you're content for us. He's content for you.
You're the favorite.
It's a circle of life.
I don't know if I'm the favorite, but I'll take it.
So the blue hole is located a few kilometers north of how many miles? I'm not just kidding.
Off the top of my head, you know what I'm saying?
Probably one or two miles.
Yeah, less than the kilometers is what I'll say.
So it's the blue hole is located a few kilometers and 1 or 2 miles north of Dahab, Egypt, and is a popular dive spot due to its lack of current, accessibility to shore, and the amazing coral that it contains.
Okay, hold up. It's called the, what is it?
Blue Hole.
Blue Hole.
No, the Diver's Graveyard, and it's a popular diver spot?
Yes.
Okay, so divers are not smart.
No. One of my buddies is a diver, and I agree with that. I hope you're listening, Noah.
Get it together, Noah.
He was actually on my Christmas cult episode. So, fun fact, so if you want to hear what Noah sounds like.
He Noah's a guy. So.
Nah, Noah's a smart guy. He's...
He Noah's a diver.
Oh, God. No, Noah's a smart guy. He's not gone here, so he's a smart diver. There are smart divers.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
The ones who go here are questionably not, or very experienced, one or the other.
Mm.
So the hole has a maximum depth of about 328 feet or 100 meters and an opening of about 20 feet. But what makes this hole interesting is the long tunnel that comes off of it known as the arch. The arch is about 85 feet long and has a maximum depth of about 294 feet or 120 meters. No, that doesn't make sense. I don't know how many meters it is now. I'm thinking, but I converted that wrong.
My brain is frying right now. Too much numbers.
Maybe it was supposed to be 394 feet. It's very deep either way, hundreds of feet. And it's actually at the arch where most of the fatalities take place. So combined, the area has an estimated of 130 to 200 fatalities in recent years. So that's like within probably 20 years, I'd say 20, 30 years, maybe. The reason there are so many deaths, there's a bunch of reasons, and I'm going to list some for you here. But my main assumption is probably drowning.
Mm. Yeah,
no,
that makes sense.
That was a dumb joke.
Oh, right. Because
they drown. Yeah. They die in the water.
Yeah, there's that's the only kind of death, I guess.
Well, it's most of them, I gotta say. So the first reason for all these deaths seems to be the notoriety of the site itself. As Sean said, why would people go here? It's because if you do it, you can say you've done it, you know? So many divers come into the site ill-prepared for the challenge of the dive, resulting in many inexperienced deaths.
Mm.
The second reason seems to be that the entry is not easy to find in the darkness of the sea. So, Jesus Christ, John.
And when it's dark, it is. Sometimes it's difficult. You know
sometimes
what I mean?
You miss. Sometimes you go in the wrong.
Yeah,
I'd like to clarify. No, Sean, put your fist down. Jesus. Shit. So it actually does get very dark when you go down, and many divers miss the entrance to the arch.
A common mistake.
Yes.
Yeah, so sometimes your swimmers, you know, lead to the wrong hole.
You know, that's a good thing. I don't know.
I mean,
if you're wanting to get pregnant, it's not a good thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So many divers who miss end up just keep descending because they're not sure which way to go, or they think they haven't gone past it yet. And so they end up running out of oxygen or suffering from nitrogen narcosis, which causes confusion, leading to poor judgment and often drowning.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, they have an oxygen meter, right? They can look at it. It's like, when you run out of gas, like, you're kind of a dumbass. That's a little bit on you.
So, as I said, my friend Noah, he dives, and he's told me many times, like, because he's diving, He's diving. He's dove.
He's diving.
He's diving. I'm a fucking idiot. So he's gone diving in some very dark waters, and he says, when you're down there, you actually have no sense of which way's up.
Oh,
so,
damn.
Fuck. That is
that. Absolutely fuck that.
You sure he's smart?
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
For him to be doing that shit.
But so he like has a, I think it's a watch which tells you which way's up or something like that. Or you let out a few bubbles and you can see them go to the surface, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Divers are going to hate me on this episode if they're listening.
I'm sure they hate John and I. We've been calling them dumbasses this whole episode. At least I have. I'll take the heat.
They're going to hate John just for his innuendos.
Hey, you know. I'm just calling you that because I'm too scared to do it, all right?
That's fair.
I'm just saying.
It's very confusing when you get down there, right? But there are ways to tell if you are experienced enough. You can tell how to get out. So
especially when you're experienced.
The final main reason seems to be hubris again. So it is technically possible to dive the arch on a single tank of oxygen, but it's considered this is considering you make zero errors and are an expert in conserving your oxygen. However, many divers take that as a challenge and therefore decide to risk it with one tank. And of course, many mistakes happen, resulting in drowning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're not done being disturbed yet because one of the most notable deaths in the area was on April 28th, 2000. A man named Yuri Lipsky, who was a 22-year-old Russian diving instructor, made an uncontrolled descent to the very bottom of the arch, nearly 115 meters deep where he was. What makes this death notable is that Yuri brought a camera with him on this dive that captured his death. I have watched this video. It's on YouTube.
Yo.
I'm not going to tell you where to go. It is very disturbing and I do not recommend it. It made me feel very sad.
Did you know this is, off topic? We're kind of on topic. There's a whole subreddit of like videos of people dying.
That doesn't surprise me.
I can't.
Like
that shit.
People like dying in like car accidents or, you know, explosions or shit like that. I'm like, how is this? This should be illegal, right? Like
it's, oh man, it is weird.
I can't do that. And this is a guy who covers people dying that way.
True.
I can't watch that shit.
Yeah. Well, there's a distance to it, right? Where if you don't see it, it doesn't feel as real to you. I've seen this one. It feels very real to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So as we talked about, you know, when he got to that depth, because it was an uncontrolled descent, right? So he didn't mean to go that far down that quickly. And he actually began suffering from severe nitrogen narcosis, which impaired his judgment. And it looks like it induces like hallucinations and he begins to panic. So this results in Yuri removing his regulator and trying to fill his buoyancy compensator, But unfortunately, that fails, and he was unable to rise to the surface.
Damn, bro.
Hell no.
Yeah. So that I'm not saying this all to like bring us all down, but I do want to like warn people against going there unless you are completely ready, you are with someone, and you are very, very, very experienced. So I don't know how many divers we have listened to this podcast, but if we ever
surprisingly, our biggest demographic is divers. Who would have known?
Guys, but, don't be rushing to your death, all right? Don't do it.
Oh, God.
This Jesus. Place isn't even in Russia.
The guy was Russian.
Oh, I missed that part. I was like, isn't this in Egypt?
His name's Yuri, Sean.
I don't know. Like, I know a Korean guy named Yuri.
Oh, interesting. I was going to say, like Germans, they only have three names.
Yuri, Vladimir, and
Ivan.
I don't know.
Ivan. Yeah, there you go. That's all they are. So the final hole we will be covering is the Great Blue Hole, and it is located off the coast of Belize. And this hole is huge. The hole is almost a perfect circular shape, and it is 1,040 feet, I think, in diameter. Well, the depths of the hole is a whopping 407 feet down. Very deep. Analysts of the stalactites, is that what you call
them?
Would
be an analyst.
Stalagmites. God.
Yeah, did y'all watch Arrested Development?
I love that show.
I haven't.
Where he was the first therapist and the world's first therapist / analyst, and his business card said, anal rapist.
Fuck, I have to go back and watch that show. That's a great show.
I don't know why nobody's calling me.
Jesus.
Null rapist.
Oh, God. So, analysis of the stalactites found in the hole shows that the cave had formed 150 million years ago. Once the ocean started to rise, the cave flooded and the roof of the cave collapsed, creating this massive hole in the ocean. So there is one other thing I wanted to read on this hole.
Such a wild sentence, you know what I mean?
This is why I did this episode.
Where are we right now?
My episodes are just going to descend into madness.
See what you did there.
So during the year 2012, the Discovery Channel ranked this hole as the number one on its list of 10 of the most amazing places throughout the entire planet. And in 2013, they featured a two-hour specialty titled Discovery Live Into the Blue Hole, featuring underwater explorer Erica Bergman. And
damn, 2 hours. That's a long time.
Fabien Cousteau and billionaire entrepreneur Richard Branson. So they went to the bottom in a submarine, and at the bottom, they found the bodies of two of the three divers who were thought to have gone missing in the hole.
Yo.
Yeah. So can you imagine they're shooting this Discovery and they're just like, fucking bodies. Jesus Christ. So
jeez.
Yeah, that is it for that hole. But it's crazy cool to look at. Like it is like, it's a very blue place. It looks beautiful. So I recommend going looking up those holes. Maybe on our
Sean, is your browser still good looking at holes?
No, my browser is destroyed.
It auto-corrects it to something glory holes. Much
it's
worse.
Like, I want to discover this glory hole that we were talking about this episode. It's going to lead to some...
It's taking me to Prawn Hub?
Why does it keep telling me there's hot singles waiting for me 2 miles away?
It's asking my age.
Man, I have to be 18 to see the glory hole? Good thing I'm 29.
Didn't know California was that age restricted. But that is it for this episode, Wikimaniacs. If you enjoyed this episode and want more, consider subscribing and rating to us on Apple Podcasts, Podchasers, Good Pods, or Spotify. And once again, if you want to get ad-free and week early episodes, you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork. Or go to the link in our show notes and become one of our amazing patrons. You can get ad-free episodes a week early from my podcast, Let's Start a Cult, John's podcast, The Dumbfound Dead, Reddit on Wiki, as well as our bonus episode that we do every month, which we have to do. We have to talk about that since...
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It is almost the end of February and we have not recorded that yet. But yeah, so you can get all that amazing content from us as well as John's Patreon exclusive podcast, Kaba, where he talks about cryptids, other creepy things. I forget. I'm blanking.
Creepy
on.
Shit.
Yeah, creepy shit in like 10-minute increments. It's an awesome show. Well, very well produced, John, I must say. And if you love creepy or weird things, John's got you covered there.
I am very creepy.
Oh, so you will get all that for just $5 a month. And if you want more from the podcasts in our network, consider subscribing to our $10 a month, where you'll get Yield Crime, Weird Distractions Podcast, Pineapple Pizzas Podcast, and some bonus stuff from Shots and Thoughts as well. We also have Shots and Thoughts tier. We don't talk about that tier, but you can subscribe. But it has the entire first and second season, I believe, of Shots and Thoughts on it, or it's going to be pretty soon.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, it should be, I think.
I will not promise anything.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that. That'd be a mistake.
But soon it will have the entire catalog of Shots and Thoughts.
It's technically catalog. March now, right?
It will be March, yeah, by this time.
It should be out. But don't hold me accountable.
Don't hold me accountable. So yeah, so that's our Patreon. So go consider subscribing and supporting the show. That is it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Sean and John, for joining me this week and listening to me talk about holes and my intruder. So hopefully that gets figured out, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Late. Damn it, John.
Jesus Christ.
The fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.